Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
After 10 years in the ministry, and I still get amazed at the way God works things out.
What a God we serve.
I had something else on my mind that I've been praying on for several weeks. Studied it out, ready to come here and preach it. And I get home and God says, still ain't time yet. Laid something else on my heart. And old man Brother Tom, he ain't spoke hardly a thing. I texted him this past week and asked if we're still good to go for tonight. That's all he's heard from me.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, if me and him could get our heads together, we couldn't orchestrate the things that God has laid out for us tonight. Brother Tommy, he amazes me the way he does and what he does, and I feel so belittled.
Amen.
I got some things I'm gonna say before we get into preaching tonight.
Bless you, sir.
10 years ago, we started preaching, evangelizing. I want to say first and foremost, it's a privilege and a great honor to be chosen of that. Very, very special calling, and why in the world he chose somebody's backwards country and unqualified as me, I have yet to figure out. But that's all right. We'll understand it all one day. But upon this calling, as much of this, as a privilege and honor it is, and I know we have two other preachers in here. I don't want to leave nobody out. And I've started seeing and feeling the sacrifices and the times and the hours and the minutes spent behind each and every message, the prayer life, the desire. It's because we see the need of people. They need God in their hearts more today than they did 10 years ago. We see the urgency of someone getting behind this pulpit and preaching and proclaiming the gospel of Christ, and how urgent and how important it is that we as preachers, number one, have the power to either turn you to God, or we have the power to turn you from God. Not within ourselves, but the flesh. The Paul said, well, it's no good thing at all. And so it takes a lot of preparation before we get up and try to make something out of a message within ourselves. We understand that our help comes from above. And you think for yourselves for a second, you all have sacrifices in your families that you make daily, but preachers have that plus more. There's so much weight. And I'm saying this as a prayer request. We definitely desire your prayers, because the same devil that you all are fighting, he's on us. And he never, ever leaves us alone. We wake up day after day knowing he's right there. We've got to keep the armor of God tightened up, cinched up tight. We've got to keep our nose in the Word. I work with people down in Oak Ridge. They're a different kind of people. I can't explain them to you, but they're just a different kind of folks. And they look, get on their phones, and they follow this TikTok stuff. And I mean, just everything that you said just goes right along with what we've been seeing. And they're too caught up in the things of this world. And they're not caught up with what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to throw a blanket on prophesying, preaching. It's got its time and its place.
Yeah.
But if you ain't got plugged into the right source,
Amen.
You're going to find yourself in a spiral downhill fall.
Amen.
And I have no clue what they're following out there, but it don't line up with the Word of God. And so we definitely desire your prayers.
Amen.
And I want to say this. I'll get into preaching in a minute, I promise. It's easy for us to look to someone as a minister, someone, a role model to look up to, your pastor, your other preachers. But you see, if you have been born again, you are tapped into the same source that we have.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Just because we preachers or pastors don't think for a second that we're any more important or any more good than the Jews are. Just because we stand up here and proclaim the gospel of Christ, don't think that our roles is any better or closer with God.
Yeah. Right.
Again, we're plugged into the same source.
Yep. That's right.
Just because we have different jobs, we're all called ministers of the gospel of Christ. You all are called witnesses.
Yep.
Amen. People's looking to you every time you pull down your driveway, go down the road. What's your reaction going to be like? I've passed some people going through intersections. I tell you, you'd think you'd just slap their mom in the face. I mean, just sour. God's people should be the happiest people alive.
Yeah.
And if these things are true, we're much closer going home being in glory.
Yeah.
Can I remind you, if God be for us, who can be against us? Who cares what this world's going to do? Who cares how many times the sun's going to be darkened by the moon, the moon by the sun? Who cares?
Yeah.
I've read the back of the book.
Yeah.
Praise God, we come out on the winning side tonight. Amen. You can rejoice because your name is written down in the last book of life.
Amen. Yeah. The Lord.
The last time Tommy and I had parted directions, he always tells us to bring a ham. Well, y'all have told y'all that too. He always tells us to bring a ham. And I walked in and I said, Tommy, I didn't bring a ham, but I brought the lamb with me. And I believe he's pretty welcome here at this place.
Amen.
He said, I like the lamb over the ham any time.
Yeah. Amen.
Luke chapter number 24. And I tell you, I have struggled. And I know you're probably perfect. I'm not, but God laid this message on my heart. I know we just crossed Easter weekend, a resurrection day. Yeah. And I thought to myself, I know your pastor has preached this and beat this horse with a stick many, many times. We probably half of us could recite this message, but there's so much more in this that I hope God would help me to bring out tonight. You could never get to the bottom when you're preaching on the crucifixion. Or the birth and the resurrection. You can never get to the bottom of it. There's always plenty of there to come by.
Amen.
And so I do appreciate the prayers. Luke 24, verse number 1. The Bible says, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Yep.
And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said to them, why seek ye the living among the dead?
Yeah.
He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered to the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word tonight. We do pray for unction once again for anointing power of God. Lord, hide us behind the cross. Lord, I pray that your word would be manifest to people's hearts here. I pray that we'd come hungry and looking for you to move in a mighty way as you already have been, Father. Lord, you know the hearts who are here, where we're at in our walk spiritually. We pray, Lord, for strength, for peace that passeth all understanding, and for knowledge and for wisdom. Lord, let your will be done. We love you. We praise you. Thank you for all you do. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. You can be seated.
Bless you, Lord.
I want to preach on why seek ye the living among the dead. Falls right hand in hand with what you was speaking about earlier this evening.
Yeah.
And I was beginning to go back. I actually preached this past sunrise service, the same scripture, probably different message. Actually, I know it's a different message. And I went to going back to when I was a youngin', when I first learned to water ski. And I promise I got a story behind this. It all ties in together. And I would do okay until I looked down at the front of my skis and I would fall. You know, like you see on TV, it was nothing like what you see on TV. It's a much worse condition than what they even fall make it look good, but I couldn't do that. But I learned if I was to get up on these water skis and I could hold that rope to my stomach, which wasn't too hard to do because it's poked out there pretty good, I could stare at the back of the boat and I could somewhat water ski. I was looking the wrong direction. Every time I'd look at the front of my skis, all I could see was water going through my feet in about 20 miles an hour, and I would tumble.
Yeah.
But if I would learn to keep my face focused on the boat, then I could ski for about 7 or 8 more foot than I could without doing it. What I'm saying here is, as you look at the scripture, how many times have people come to you and ask you this question? Why do you follow God? You can't see him. You can't feel him. What is so intriguing about Christ that you want to follow after him? And I started going back through the whole scripture. A lot of preachers will say, well, he began his ministry at about 12 years old. No, he began it way before then.
Yeah.
Last time we read John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
Right.
And the same was in the beginning with God. And without him was anything made that was made. So he started his ministry long before
Amen.
He was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And you said follow the lineage of Christ and how he came about. Satan tried time and again all through the Old Testament to kill out the lineage of Jesus Christ. And you get over in the New Testament where he came about. He tried to kill him at his birth, and he started his physical ministry, if we will, in the synagogues of doctors and lawyers who begin to preach.
Yep.
And the Bible said that they were astonished at his sayings. But I have never found anything in my life, and I know I'm just 38 years young, but I have never found anything in my life in this book or any other book that ever contradicted what Christ did. And people wonder, how in the world, why do you seek somebody that you cannot see? They don't understand what we have on the inside of us. There's something inside of us that I pray makes us completely different than the rest of them heathens out there in the world.
Amen.
But can I tell you today, we're the same on the outside. We all have our physical traits that God has given us. And people look at us and think we're half crazy because we worship a true living king. They read the scripture with a fleshly heart. They see where he was crucified. And a lot of times that's where they stop at. But my Bible tells me completely different.
Right.
The truth of the matter of fact is, he is alive and well today.
Amen.
There's never been a birth like the virgin birth, and there never will be a death like the Lord Jesus Christ, and there will never be anything resurrected like the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
No wonder why we choose to serve the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I find him time and time again where he had every reason in the world not to come by my direction. So many miracles he's done in my life, but there's no way in the world anybody could have done save the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's no way in the world, amen, that man had anything to do with God's intellect and his capability and his spirituality.
Right.
You see, if we'd only understand what they are looking for out in the world, they're trying to do their best, amen, and trying to find something to pass their life by to bring them a little bit of peace or a little bit of ease. But guess what? They are never happy at doing what they're finding.
That's right.
They are searching here and they're searching there, trying to find something to tickle their minds, amen. And they're so far from the truth that they're seeking something they don't even understand what they're seeking after. Their routes are wide. They're broad. They're confused, amen. And they go to this person, listen to this individual, say this is going to happen. And they come over here and they get the same little thought about what man says is what's right and what's wrong. And they have neglected the very word of God.
Yeah.
And so their mind is detoured so far from God's word, amen, that when you try to be a light for Jesus, they're going to start looking at you like, well, he's one of them Jesus people that knows everything about everything. They're so far from right there as well. The only thing that you and I know is Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. He has not changed in over 2,000 years. His plan of salvation never has changed, and it never will change. It will never lose its power. Amen. I'm so glad today, church, that he is no respecter of persons. The truth of the matter of fact is that the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He is no respecter of persons. He does not care what you do for a living. He does not care where or how you worship. The truth of the matter of fact is, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen right there. He did not care how bad far you had ventured off into sin. He did not stop one second because you were not qualified or didn't know exactly how to pray. He did not care that you was even out of the house of God at the time he came by your direction. He did not care that you didn't have a mourner's bench to kneel down to and call upon him. But the truth of the matter of fact is, he came looking for me need. And people wonder why in the world are you seeking this one saying Jesus Christ? I tell you, can I answer that with this question? Why not? Amen. Where else are we going to go? Amen. But to the Lord. And people tell us all the time that we're part of that narrow-minded crowd. And the scripture was already quoted. Amen. That narrow is the way that leads into eternal life. I don't know about you, but I think that narrow way has worked with many generations before me. It's going to work for me. It's going to work for my youngins. And if God permits it to work for my grandkids, it will still work from generations to come. It never expires. It never goes away. And people try time and time again to change the plan of salvation and try to change God. But guess what? They ain't going to do it. He is perfect. Amen. Always has and always will be tonight. And the people ask, why seek ye the living among the dead? Where else are we going to go to? He's proven us faithful time and time again. I think about the songwriter when he penned that song down. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. I tell you, no other friend like Jesus tonight. Who are you going to call on when trouble comes? You know what I found to be true? His name was still Jesus. Who are you going to worship? Amen. In spirit and truth. His name is Jesus. Who are you going to call on behalf of a relative that's in a hospital and facing death? His name is Jesus. Amen. And so many people have been trying to put their faith and trust in doctors. And let me tell you something, even at their best, it still ain't going to make a candle when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. How can I tell you, all knowledge and all wisdom, it comes from God tonight. Where else are we going to go? Amen. Who else are we going to seek? Seeking you shall find, and knocking it shall be opened to you. You see how God already had this all planned out? I didn't talk to your pastor about nothing, but truth of the matter of fact is, that's just who God is tonight. He's way ahead of me and you.
Yeah.
I'm glad we serve a Savior like that tonight.
Amen.
The Bible says here in verse number 2, let's back up in verse number 1. They bought some spices that had prepared, and they were anticipating going up and anointing that body. And verse number 2, the Bible says, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. Can you imagine the confusion? Maybe a little bit of shock in themselves. What in the tarnation just happened? There wasn't no backhoes or dozers here. Ain't no man in the world going to roll that stone away. They were a little bit confused, but at the same time, I'd have to imagine a little bit of hope inside of me, man. Had Jesus done prophesied to them what was going to happen. And the Bible says, him, it makes me happy, brother. I don't know about you. Amen. But just visualizing that great big old stone pushed to the other side of that borrowed tomb. Amen. Yeah. And the Bible says in verse number 3, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. He was not there. Death couldn't hold him. Let me tell you something. That death is going to take every one of us. In fact, the Bible said it like this. He said it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. You cannot defeat death on your own. But can I tell you, we serve a risen Savior tonight. He defeated death, hell, and the grave on your behalf and on my behalf. Why else am I going to seek him tonight? He's a lot more better than them old people wrapped up in mummy's clothes. He's a whole lot better than a big slab of concrete. He is alive and well tonight. They found the stone rolled away. Amen. It was all the works done from the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says here, and it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. I start to thinking, what is so special? Why did they have to pin down that shining garment? I got to thinking about that, seeking the Lord. They was something getting ready to take place right there. There was a celebration going on at that tomb when they got there. Something that had to signify that they were separate. They were peculiar, amen. They were there with a purpose, amen. And so they were dressed in shining garments. The tomb was empty, and the other Gospels talk about the clothes that was folded up and by themselves. You know what that signified to me and you? I'm coming back. Amen. And the Bible said over there in John chapter number 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. I don't know about you, but that thrills my heart that one day after a while,
while, I'm going to wake up and be in the presence of Jesus. Amen. We get a chance every now and then to feel him while we're down here. But make no mistake, one day after a while, we're going to see Jesus face to face and be with him for eternity and shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, holy to the Lamb of God. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. It thrills my heart today, Brother Tommy. Amen. To know that he is different. Knowing he is the true living Son of God.
Amen.
They were perplexed thereabout. Behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, bowed down their faces to the earth and said to them, why seek you the living among the dead? Tonight, I hope what you gain from me is it's some ammunition against the world. When people look at you and call you follies and fakes and holy rollers and Bible thumping Christians, look at them and say, where else are we going to go? I think about John the Baptist, Brother Tommy, getting ready to be slaughtered. Disciples came down to him and he told us to go back up and ask Jesus, are you the one that we shall seek? We've been preaching about, or should we find another? They went back up and talked to Jesus. Jesus sent them back down there to John. He said, you tell John, the deaf hear, the blind see, and the dumb talk. You say, preacher, what's the significance of that? That's what he done talked to him back in the wilderness. There ain't no other way.
That's right.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
And that no man come to the Father except by me.
Amen.
That's God's word. It's his way. His way is perfect. His way is straight. There's no confusion.
Right.
There's no what if this or what if that. Mom, can I tell you this? He don't play billy goat games. There's no but this and but that.
Right.
It is perfected. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we seek the living among the dead.
Amen. Amen.
People look at us and think, man, there's something wrong with them. They probably is. He called us to be peculiar for a reason, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 of us got that. We've been called nuts. I'm a glorified nut for Jesus. Let them call you what they want to call you. But guess what? When God calls you, they're going to call you gone.
Yeah. Amen.
What else are we going to seek? What are we looking for down here?
Yeah.
The old flesh, you'll get tangled up in this world. What if this happens? What if that happens? This person said this. This person. What does God's word say?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Right. We got to go back to what the scripture says. We got to seek the kingdom of God. We got to seek what the word of God says. Guess what? If the man proclaims to be a preacher and don't mind for the word of God, get away from him.
Yeah.
He's not called by God. If he ain't got no word to stand on, he ain't got nothing to stand on at all. Where else are we going to seek for? The psalmist of David, I believe it was, he said like this. He said, I will seek the Lord, which cometh my help. You see, everything that we are and everything that we represent, it all goes back to him. It all goes back to the foot of the cross. It didn't stop with the birth. Don't get me wrong. I thank God for the birth of our risen Savior. It didn't stop there. He lived 33 and a half perfected years. He was sinless. 150,000,000% God. He gave the ghost up. Let me remind you, them Roman soldiers didn't take his life. The scripture says he gave up the ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
But guess what? It still didn't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
According to the scriptures we're reading from tonight, they came to anoint him. They anticipated on him being there, even though he done prophesied it ain't going to happen.
Yep.
And they found the stone rolled away. So it didn't stop with the birth. It didn't stop with the death. Praise God, it was perfected with the resurrection. Where else are we going to seek tonight? Save Jesus Christ. He is our very help in the present time of trouble.
Amen.
He always my salvation.
Amen.
He is my great defense. I shall not be greatly moved.
Right.
Our only hope, the only thing we have to stand on, is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's good enough for me, brother.
Yep. Yep. I believe it.
I think about the scripture. He set our feet upon a solid rock. He picked us up out of the mire, set our feet upon a solid rock, and he established our goings.
Yeah.
Let me break this down for you. I'm very limited in my capability to teach you anything about life.
That's right.
Ask my family. They would agree with you. I don't know a whole lot about anything. I could get you started, and that's about the end of it.
Yeah.
But can I tell you, there's one that we're worshiping tonight called the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will set you up on a solid rock.
Yeah.
And he will establish your goings.
Yeah.
He gave you everything that you ever need right here in this book right here.
Amen.
It's inspired, the preserved Word of God. And it's without error.
Mm-hmm.
Where else can you go to find 66 books that back each other up without any contradiction? Let me just shorten your time. You ain't going to find it.
Yeah.
That's why we seek the living among the dead.
Amen.
Our only hope, our only breath, our only heartbeat, everything that we are, everything that we ever will be, lies within this sacred book right here, the Bible. Amen. That's why we seek God and his righteousness.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why we preach.
Amen.
That's why we teach. That's why we're so heartfelt about getting up and singing a song.
Yeah.
That's why we're trying to be that light for Jesus, because we know that he is the only way of hell. He is the only way of escape from this world. And if we don't stand up for Jesus, who else is?
Right. That's right.
Why seek you the living among the dead? God is looking for you to take his gospel right here.
Yeah.
Go out to the world.
God help.
I'm going to leap of faith right here. If I'm wrong, somebody move in a minute.
God help us.
But this is supposed to be the backbone of New Providence. This is kind of a theory here.
Yep.
Theoretically speaking, this is the churchgoers. This is the ones that come without being fed bread every Sunday. Amen. I'm talking about this is the meat of the potatoes of New Providence. God is expecting you to take this gospel.
That's right.
And tell everybody else about what God's doing in your life.
Amen.
And testify. The scripture says he has been redeemed. They said, let the Lord say so. You have a testimony. You have every one of us. If we used to go in here from Jerry all the way back to the back, I don't know your names, but I love you. And we could start right here and go through the whole congregation.
Yep.
And you could have story after story after story that you can testify about when God has helped you and held your hand and done this and done that for you. Why not take that out to the world and tell them about what Jesus has done?
Amen.
And when they come to you and say, why are you seeking Christ? You can't even see him. You can't feel him. Oh, but we can.
Yeah.
They're sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
Think of it like this. If they would get born again and quit thinking with the eye of the flesh and think with a spiritual eye, you could see God moving. And when you see God moving, you can definitely feel him moving.
Yeah.
Amen. You've got to be spiritual. You can't see God with a fleshly eye or with a fleshly feeling. You've got to be spiritual. That's the importance of understanding
Amen.
Of what salvation really
Amen.
Is. That's the very basis of our blessed hope that we have
Amen.
Tonight. It ain't anchored in church membership.
That's
it ain't anchored in baptism. It's not anchored in playing a piano or picking your nose. Praise God. It's anchored and forever settled in what the
Amen.
Word of God says.
Yeah.
That's why we seek God. That's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Right.
For it is the power to salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. I'm telling you, it is the power of God.
That's right. Amen.
That's why we continuously seek him every day of our lives. You think we can do something without him? Oh.
No. That's right.
I've got to have him.
Amen.
There's going to be times, church.
Yes.
I've been tired this week. I've been tired. I've been tired this week. But see this right here in the second pew?
Yeah.
They're around me about every day. Three or four of them is around me about every day.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I couldn't quit if I wanted to. Because God expects me to be her husband.
Yeah. Yep.
And her spiritual leader.
Yep.
There's two young ones back here that we've invested ourselves in, and I've got to be a spiritual leader ahead of them.
Yep.
I've got my sister-in-law. She's been around for 21 years.
Yep.
I couldn't quit if I wanted to. John, he's my little puppy dog. I don't know what he sees in me, but I've got to keep going for them.
Yeah.
If anything else, go for somebody else. Keep going for the glory of God, because God is using you to bless in their lives.
Amen. Thank God.
That's why I'm seeking him. I'll be honest with you tonight. I told Tiff, I said, man, I'm tired. I'm tired. But they... Praise God, there's something about when you come to God's house.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You can put one foot on the step, yeah. Right there, Brother Tommy. Hallelujah. And the next one gets a little bit easier and a little bit easier. And before you know it, you walk in the sanctuary. And before you know it, the Holy Spirit of God,
yeah,
is blessing you and carrying you every step of the way. You don't have to come here and be yourself, praise God. You can come in here and be something for the glory of God and learn to seek him while he can be found. Amen.
Amen.
What a privilege. God has blessed us with a Wednesday night.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
I agree. Thank the Lord.
Somebody said earlier, what's awful cold out there? I said, well, just wait. We'll have 8 more winters coming around here, Tennessee.
Yeah.
When that gets gone, Christmas will be right around the next time. Let's get close to the fire.
Yeah.
He said, come try me. Go try the fire. When you get close to God, he'll warm your innards up. Amen.
Yeah.
When you start seeking after him and learn to understand we ain't living for ourselves. Can I remind you what God did? He purchased your sorry keister.
Yeah, yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
He bought you with a price. You don't live yourself anymore. Can I tell you, if we'd learn to draw close with God, he'd draw nigh to us.
Amen.
And if we'd be lifted up, he said, he'd draw all men nigh to you. And how many of y'all figure this out real quick, fast, in a hurry? The closer you get with God, the warmer it gets, and the gooder it gets, the sweeter,
yep,
it gets. It wouldn't matter if you come to the house of God and just fall out in the spirit. Praise God. What matters? You have been born again. You have been seeking,
yeah,
God wholeheartedly,
yeah,
every day of your life. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Because he is life tonight.
Yeah.
Yep. He that hath the Son hath life.
Hath life.
That's what the book says. Can I say this to you tonight?
Good.
I ain't got to worry about what them people say is going on.
That's right.
This sun has crossed this North America for centuries, way before I was ever created.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what? We're still here. It might have been darker than a million times before I was ever created. That's all right too, brother. We're still here. Who cares? If your name's written down the Lamb's Book of Life, if that old account was forever settled in heaven, who cares? Who cares if it's a tomorrow? We got Jesus. We're seeking after,
amen,
him. We're not seeking after some zodiac sign, praise God. We're seeking after the true living God. I want to remind you what the scripture said. The stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty.
Amen.
It's forever settled.
Forever.
I'd like to read this again, verse number 6. There's something about this thrills my heart.
Yeah.
He is not here,
yeah,
but is risen. Mm-hmm. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.
Thanks.
Can I get a hallelujah right there?
Yeah.
Praise God, amen. He is alive and well, making intercession for you and for me.
That's good news.
While you're seeking him, he's the only thing to seek tonight.
That's right.
I want you to think for a second. Somebody's depending on you to seek him on their behalf. I'm talking about intercessory prayer.
Yeah.
Thank God somebody prayed for my sorry keister.
Amen.
I was a heathen. I was lost without God and without hope. I didn't even know what prayer was. I'd heard just enough gospel. I'd heard it preached to me, but I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
But ain't you glad today that even if you don't know how to pray, just because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God,
right,
a special day or special night in your life, I couldn't tell you what kind of mumble jumble I told God. I did tell him I was lost in need of a Savior.
I need to be saved. It was something along them lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even in my weakest time, God was still there with me.
Yeah. Amen.
And Brother Paul said, like he said, I ain't whining by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
I'm nothing to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Why else would we sit and live among the dead? Because I'm going to speak.
Amen.
He's the only thing alive.
Yeah.
We've preached this here too before. Everything else expires. Yeah. Yep. Everything God does is everlasting to everlasting. We've been saved nearly 20 years. If God permits, next year will be 20 years. I've been saved. Never got to the bottom of the gracious barrel.
No.
Praise God, never will scratch the surface of it.
Never will.
Why else would we seek the living among the dead?
Thank the Lord.
He's all one there is to seek.
Bless his name. Bless his
God name. Is good.
Amen.
He's faithful.
Amen.
He's true.
Yep.
And he's just.
Mm-hmm.
And he is alive and well.
Amen.
Yeah. That's why we're seeking after him.
He's risen.
Brother Tom was talking about hide and seek a minute ago. I like it when the people that was hiding wore a blaze orange so I could find them easier. Save a whole lot of time.
Yep.
Seek God. Find him. Search for him. Read his word day and night. Meditate on it. Thrive about it. Sing about it. Shout about it. Preach about it. Live about it.
Yep.
Seek him hard while he can be found. Be a light for Jesus. You'll never be sorry. Never be sorry.
Amen.
He's a good God. Brother Tommy, I'm done tonight. You come up and you do whatever God lays on your heart. I appreciate you.
Love you, brother. Come get a song. I want to give an invitation tonight. You may have a need that only God knows about. Now, he knows about it, right? But there's a question about whether or not you're willing to take it to God. But I want to share with you what it said in Luke chapter number 21. He said this, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now that's encouragement for all of us, that regardless of what our problem is, we have an opportunity to look up and lift up our heads and recognize that we have a Father in heaven. And beside him is one that ever makes intercession for us. And the Holy Spirit that lives to make intercession for us. Listen, we have a privilege tonight to be able to pray and to call on God. You may have a need that God's the only one that can help with. Right? Your friend can't help. Nobody in the church can help. But God can help you. And he's alive and well. He's alive and well. As we stand and sing, if you're here tonight and need him, heed the call, the message of God tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
Come to him. Seek him while he may be found, Isaiah said. Call on him while he's yet near. You can find him tonight. He can help you.